AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Thursday Newsmaker brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 26th day of the month of May, cloudy, 54 degrees on our way to 62 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch. John, good morning. How are you? I can hardly hear you back there.
Are you still there?
There we go. Now you're with us. How are you today?
I am good. How about you and Ron and Scott?
Me and Scott and Ron are all doing well, John.
Well, it's good to have you here as we're bringing John in. John has got his Torch Run / Ride hat on here this morning. And John, I guess what, we're a week away, huh?
Yeah, we are. I look at the extended forecast, you get your wish. Northeast winds. 69 degrees later in the day, so it'll be cooler when you're riding, and 10 to 15 miles an hour out of the north-northeast. I don't think you can get much better than that if that forecast holds.
Boy, if that holds to form, hallelujah on that one.
You and me both.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the law enforcement torch run. Rich history with this, John, all raising money for Special Olympics. It started out, years and years and years ago as a run, correct?
We started here locally in 1984. It was started by Richard Lemunyon, the police chief in Wichita, in 1981, and it became an international event in the following years, and it's raised millions and millions of dollars for Special Olympics. It's the largest organization raising money for Special Olympics around the world.
Well, and we gear up for another big ride. So this transitioned into a ride when, John?
About 96.
Okay.
Less runners, and also we had less participation by some of our surrounding counties as far as actual participants in the run, and so that's how we ended up going all the way to Eureka, because we just didn't want to drive it from Eureka to El Dorado. So that's how we ended up with the leg all the way to El Dorado now, instead of it originally was, we just went to Eureka.
Well, you guys are focused and driven. There's no doubt about that, because the actual participation from John and the Lyon County law enforcement begins on Wednesday, correct?
That's correct. We'll begin at Old 50 and U.S. Highway 75, where Ottawa meets up, and this year I know Coffee County is providing them a meal when they get to that location. Then we'll leave from there around 2 and be back to Emporia between 4 and 5.
Okay, and then that, of course, that you'll have the torch in tow, and that leads up to the big day next Thursday, which will involve Special Olympians. Are things lined up, pretty much set to go for next week, John?
Yeah, I'm trying to arrange that with Nancy. I understand she's a little bit under the weather. She hadn't called me back yet, but I'm sure that's already on her radar, and we'll have that. We'll try to have some Olympians on Wednesday, at least for the last half mile there to in front of the police department, where we usually end it on Wednesday as well.
Well, let's go through the itinerary for Thursday, and we will be gathering just outside of Emporia State, correct?
That is correct. And sorry about that.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Showing some talent.
My work phone. Yeah, we will there. And this year, as I told you, we will have a large check. So that will fill in with the amount that's raised from Ron's ride. So we want to get those dollars up there. That's what this is all about. So.
All right. Yeah, multi-talented John Kells, piano lessons and a primetime newsmaker all at once here on a Thursday morning. Nicely done. So, yeah, just after 9 o'clock on Thursday, Special Olympians, and this is kind of the big part of the day to launch things on Thursday, and that's the Special Olympians and their march down Commercial Street. Huh, John, carrying that torch?
Yeah, it really is. And then the other special part that we started a few years ago was stopping at Hettlinger and involving the clients there at Hettlinger, and I was talking to Trudy here a couple weeks ago, and she said they're already talking about it and looking forward to it. So that's always a fun stop as well.
And this all this torch ends up in Wichita for the state games, state Special Olympic Games. And John, I know that the Special Olympians have been training hard, and they're really excited to get back to having the games actually happen this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They missed both 2020 and 2021, so they're really excited about being able to go back to Wichita.
Well, we've been doing this for a number of years. I think my first years, I was actually with you on the Wednesday part of the run, you know, riding from Emporia to the Coffee County line and back. And I know when I transitioned into day two, it was a ride to Madison. And that ride to Madison for me lasted 1 year because that final hill going into Madison totally did me in. It was when we reached the pinnacle of that hill, I was like a newborn colt. I had no legs when I got off that bike. So I lasted 1 year on that. And then, you know, Opie was the finish line. And this year, John, we have, I have put the golf course as the finish line for me here this year. So, but still, what, that 6.5, 7 miles, something like that?
Yeah, from ESU Circle, that's about right.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
Still getting it done.
No, not at all. Okay. And we can't forget to mention that Kent Schnackenberg will be with us again this year, so that'll be fun as well. We always have those good conversations on our rides out there.
Well, Ken does a great job, obviously, with the Team Schnack and all the fine work he does for juvenile diabetes, and Kent is a big supporter of the Torch Run and Special Olympics as well, and he made a substantial donation to Ron's ride, and he's always there for the ride and provides great support, I know, for me. So it will be good to have Kent Schnackenberg with us. So if you'd like to donate to Ron's ride, you can get a hold of me here at the station, 342-1400, stop by 1420 C of E Drive. You can donate online. All you need to do is log on to KVOE.com, and all the ways to donate are listed there. A little bit of info on Ron's ride, but you can donate online as well. And if you want me to stop by and pick up a donation, I can do that too. And as part of fundraising for Ron's ride, our friend Evora Wheeler has stepped up to the plate again. We have an Evora Wheeler pie. Pie of your choice, by the way. You can name the flavor. And a pan of Evora's cinnamon rolls on the auction block this morning. We'll be taking bids until 9. Right now, the cinnamon rolls are at $120, and the pie is at $50. So just text in your bid, 620-342-5863. Want to help deliver, John?
Yeah, I can do that. As long as we get done in time for me to
oh, that's right. Yeah, you're riding that day. So yeah, because basically the delivery date is going to be Wednesday. So that's your day one of the ride. So not a problem.
I would enjoy doing that. And also, I just received a text message from Dr. Hicks. He said the check is on the door, so I'll pick that up for Ron's ride as well.
That is terrific. So thanks, Tom Hicks. He big donator of Ron's ride each and every year. So your donations, all proceeds go to Special Olympics. And how important is this money, John?
it's very important for all the services that the Olympians get, particularly at the state games, and it helps fund their stay when they're down there and all the activities throughout the year. So it's huge. It's the largest fundraiser through the year for Special Olympics, even though locally Polar Plunge generally generates the most amount of money. However, you did have a year that you had almost $10,000 on Rollins Ride. So put that out there for everybody. Get those donations coming in to Rollins Ride. It's very important, and we appreciate your participation in KVUE.
Well, glad to do it. I think, over the years, John, I think we're over $30,000 we have raised for Special Olympics, and enjoy doing it. We know it goes to a great cause and provides vital services and help for these Special Olympians who really enjoy and really get after it, you know, for these Special Olympic Games, which will be happening not this weekend but next weekend down in Wichita. Good to have those back. So again, to bid on the pies, I think we're at, 100 on the pie now and 130 on the rolls. So you can text in your bid. We'll keep you updated. We'll be bidding until 9 o'clock this morning. Again, I'll be delivering these to you if you're the winning bidder next Wednesday. And, of course, donations to Ron Ryan. Doesn't matter how large or small the donation is. $1, $5, $10, $20. Well, it all goes to Special Olympics, and it all makes an impact. So we certainly appreciate all the support that we receive to help out Special Olympics. Anything else we need to add, John?
Nope. Just a big thanks to Avora, to Scott, and I both saw her last night, and she was helping at KISS, and she's so young at heart and always willing to help this community, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, we love Avora, and thanks to Avora for all that she does. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much, Ron. You have a good day.
All right. Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch. Special Olympics torch run / ride will begin with the Coffee County leg next Wednesday, and we'll be launching right outside of Emporia State University on Commercial Street next Thursday morning just after 9. Scott Hayes.
All right, and we will wrap up our newsmakers tomorrow with Amy Haas promoting the Radical Life Fundraising Golf Tournament. We are just about full next week. Looks like we have just a few slots available for Thursday, Friday. So if you have something coming up you need to promote, get a hold of us as soon as possible, 620-342-1400, or email KVOE at KVOE.com.
Yeah, don't delay. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live and Local 732. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Emporia residents are reminded, city offices